Okay, let's do this. Are you nervous? Are you nervous to be interviewed?
I'm being a guest on my own show. This feels so weird, but I'm so excited to really like let everyone listening in who's, you know, we have listeners who have been with me from day one in 2017. You know, I was recording on GarageBand. The first 10 episodes sound like I'm in like a tin can. The audio, I can almost not listen to those episodes because the audio is so bad. But, you know, we have some people who have really been with me along the journey. So I pass it off to you.
Blue Mangrove Radio.
All right, plant friends, welcome back to the podcast. Happy end of 2022. I hope you've had beautifully planty weeks. I hope your holidays have been great. I'm like nervous, weirdly emotional as I record this intro for you. We're closing out the end of year with a very unique episode. As you've heard in the intro, I am passing the mic to my friend and business coach, Callie England, to interview me about the last few years of turning Bloom and Grow into a business, some mental health struggles I've been growing through, using plants to grow through them, and a lot of just behind the scenes of what the heck's been going on in the last 2 years, the ups and downs, and making sense of a lot of stuff that you've heard on the podcast. There's no plant care education in this episode. This episode is for you OG listeners or you newer listeners that have been along for the ride, along for the journey with me as we have bloomed and grown over the last 5 years. And maybe you're curious about what, you know, like I said, what's been going on. You've probably noticed a lot of changes. You've noticed ads. You've noticed expansion of the business in the 2 years that I've had to kind of become a full-time podcaster. And I've done some of it really well, and I've done some of it not so well. And today is kind of a tell-all as we kind of move into a new chapter for Bloom and Grow. I truly feel like the luckiest girl in the world to do what I do. I cannot believe that I get to make a living off of having conversations with experts, reaching thousands of you around the world, helping you. You invite me into your homes, into your cars. Some of you even listen to the podcast in your showers, which is oddly intimate. This is an oddly intimate relationship that we're in, right? This podcast is listened to in over 80 countries, which is wild. We've hit over 2 million downloads. It's wild to think about the relationship that I have with so many of you. And so I wanted you guys to be the first people to know the details of an exciting announcement, which is that Bloom and Grow is blooming and growing and evolving. And we are rebranding the business into Growing Joy with Maria in 2023. So wild that I'm telling you this finally after all this planning. This is a rebranding that is taking everything from Bloom and Grow Radio. Everything you know and love about Bloom and Grow Radio is staying the same, but envision Bloom and Grow Radio as a slightly pot-bound plant that we are repotting into a slightly larger pot with fresh, new organic potting soil in order to have it completely expand and thrive. I'm still going to be bringing you all of the plant care education that you know and love with episodes every month on caring for houseplants and how to do outdoor gardening as well. But with this rebranding, it is going to allow for me to step into a bit of an expansion into wellness through the lens of plants. So in addition to the plant care episodes that you know and love, normally for the last 2 years, we've been doing two of those a month. We're doubling down on the podcast with this rebrand and moving from 2 episodes a month to 4 episodes a month. And with those extra 2 episodes, we'll do 1 house plant care, 1 gardening, and then 2 new episodes. One will become more community focused with panels of different, you know, plant friends that I'll have on chatting. And one will be exploring what I'm saying, wellness through the lens of plants. Exploring how plants make us happy, exploring how plant care is self-care through nature therapy, through the studies that allow for plants to make us happy, how we can use plants in different aspects of our life to cultivate happiness and calmness, horticultural therapy, and more. By now, you know that, you know, I hope you know that I wrote my first book and published it this year called Growing Joy, The Plant Lover's Guide to Cultivating Happiness. And it's a self-care book about plant care. And the process of writing that book, which we'll dive more into today in this conversation, really solidified something that I've known deeply for a while, but the process of writing the book, you know, it grew deeper roots within me that plants are so much more than interior decorating pieces. And plants are a means for a deeper connection with ourselves, with others, and most importantly, with nature. And I think this national and international conversation about the importance of reconnecting with nature, caring for plants indoors, learning how to slow down, learning how to reattune ourselves with the seasons, healing burnout, and the importance of keeping plants in our daily lives is going to become a more and more important conversation. So 5 years later, after I started Bloom and Grow in 2017, I'm taking the next step personally and with this business to accommodate for this expanding curiosity within myself, within our community, and within society with this rebrand, stepping into the title Growing Joy, to allow for us to bloom and grow joy together. So, you know, the old sign-off was keep blooming and keep growing. And the new sign-off is keep blooming and keep growing joy, right? We want to keep growing plants, but we want to be cultivating happiness through that. And when I started the show, it was truly to have the listener learn alongside me, to learn alongside all of you. And over the last 5 years, we've really done that. And I'm excited to continue doing this and to allow, you know, for myself to be able to follow the curiosities around wellness and have you learn alongside me. I say this later in this podcast interview, but, you know, my vision that I've held in my mind's eye as Callie and I have been working to, you know, do this rebrand is, you know, it's like Bloom and Grow has been a Monstera, a juvenile Monstera for a while. And this rebrand 2023 is the first set of fenestrated leaves. And, you know, we're getting some fenestrations. We're growing, we're needing a bigger pot. So today you're going to hear from Callie, my business coach and friend. She's an artist turned entrepreneur and has been a mastermind behind many consumer brands, including Wally Grow. Ironically, but very sweetly, and you know, the story of me and Callie's relationship is probably one of my greatest treasures of 2022. But Callie was one of the first people to believe in Bloom and Grow when she ran Wally Grow and became one of our founding sponsors of the podcast. Callie and I have ebbed and flowed in and out of each other's lives. She sponsored the podcast for multiple years. When I was on tour with Cats in 2019, I got to meet her in Kansas City where she lives. She's a true plant lady at heart. And in addition to being the branding expert that she is, recently left her full-time job last year after a life-changing battle with cancer. And now she's kind of had this awakening that she'll share with you. And she works with entrepreneurs like me to leverage their business efforts and drive consumer engagement. And Callie has helped me go from flailing entrepreneur who didn't know what she was doing, crying every day, completely overworked, completely, you know, burned out, barely covering my bills, to a fully realized business and entrepreneur and female entrepreneur and an empowered female entrepreneur. She has been in the weeds with me. We will discuss this more. You'll learn more about this in our conversation. But Callie has just been in the weeds with me over the last 6 months, kind of pulling me out of this period of burnout that I got myself into with the business, helping me, guiding me. And she's totally changed my life. And she's changed your lives because she's allowed for me to build this business into a way that's more sustainable and that allows me to do things like double the amount of content that I'm bringing to you in 2023 and secure partnerships and, you know, revenue that can keep my bills on and my lights on and bring you all of this free content. So we all have Callie to thank, and I really couldn't think of a better person to be interviewing me when I realized I wanted to do an episode like this. She was the first person that came to mind. So for the first time in 170 episodes, I'm passing the interview mic to Callie today in order to open myself up to you, my sweet plant friends, and share what's been going on and the exciting things that we have in store. Callie, welcome to the final episode of what we now know as Bloom and Grow Radio.
Hello, so great to be here.
I am so excited. This is so weird and vulnerable for me because I'm going to be passing the interview stick off to you and I'm being interviewed for the first time on my show, which feels weird. But before we dive in, I think our relationship has probably been the greatest gift of 2022 for me, even though we've known each other for a really long time. It feels very magical how like our lives have crossed again and how our relationship has deepened. So, you know, I feel like the listeners as this behind the scenes moment need to know the magic of what this has been. So, you know, you're my business coach, but you were also one of the first believers in Bloom and Grow Radio. You were my first sponsors way back when you worked at Wally Grow.
Yeah, I think we had just started, right? I think I had just began working for Wally Grow.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
I think that was in the early days.
It was like in 2017 or 2018.
It was. Yes. Yeah. 2017 is whenever I started. So I just immediately knew.
You immediately knew. I mean, if we want to get spiritual, I also feel like we were sisters in another life, in one of our past lives. But
past life.
past life. But yeah, so, you know, you were one of the first people to really believe in me and help me build confidence from a sponsor partner. And now you have completely transformed Bloom and Grow and helped me really kind of put big girl pants on and entrepreneurial pants on and seen all my blind spots. So, you know, you've had such an interesting transition. I want the audience to know kind of who you are before I pass the stick off, you know, the interview stick off to you. So can you talk about that position of going from head of brand at Wally Grow to business coach for creative entrepreneurs?
Yeah. You know, for most people who know me from Wally Grow, they don't know that I'm a serial entrepreneur. So I founded my first business in my early 20s, and I've gone on to be very involved in the entrepreneurial community nationally, locally, regionally. And then whenever I took on the role of Wally Grow to as head of brand and to really revitalize it, it was then Wooly Pocket. I really didn't know where it was going to go, but it bloomed into this amazing company with amazing customers, amazing partners. But in tandem to running Wally Grow, I was still helping entrepreneurs on the side. And unfortunately, in 2020, the summer of 2021, I was diagnosed with late stage aggressive cancer. I was actually watering my Wally wall early in the morning and I fell off a ladder and I went to the emergency room expecting to have a fractured hip. Lord only knows. But they came in the room at 3 a.m. and said, "You have over 76 inches of allometric mass in your body." I was checked into the hospital and it was just this unbelievable transformational experience where I started to really think about time and or lack thereof time. It's nothing that's guaranteed to us. And I had to think about my career and think about how I wanted to spend whatever time I have left on this planet. And the most rewarding experience for myself was all of the entrepreneurs I've helped along the way in my sort of 16 years. And that's really where I ended up saying, I'm going to pass Wally to the next vice president. And I'm going to start paying it forward.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really incredible story of having that kind of awakening and that aha moment of, wow, there's something more. It's incredible. I remember that. So you're my favorite. I've always said this, you're one of my favorite influencers on Instagram that I follow. You know, it's your personal Instagram page, especially back then when you were running Wally. But like, you have the greatest aesthetic, you know, you were always giving like hair tips and stuff. And I remember seeing you going through that cancer journey. And I think it's always when someone, it's a wake up for anyone, like when you see that and how precious life can be as we are the same age. And so now you're, you know, transforming little companies like me who don't know what they're doing into figuring out how to pay their bills. I'll always remember the first call that we took. You had on your Instagram, I think, posted like, "This is what I want to do. I've gone through this transition." And I just DM'd you saying like, "Hey, can we talk?" And that first call we had, I wept through most of it. Like I remember talking to Billy after our first call and saying, "Callie's going to change my life, but I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed at how much I cried through that entire call."
As consumer-facing entrepreneurs, we hold so much of that emotion back for fear of what people will think if we expose it. And so when we speak to somebody where we feel like we can let our guard down, I always see that. It's just this like flood of emotion because it's finally like, oh, I can let all of these things go that I'm struggling with or that I'm trying these hurdles that I'm trying to overcome or challenges, et cetera.
Yeah. And entrepreneurship is so lonely. I think that's a big lesson that I've learned in the last couple of years, especially coming out of this period of time where I was writing my book while trying to figure out like how to make Bloom and Grow pay my bills, you know, which was never something it needed to do. You can feel so isolated and so lonely when like you're a one woman band or even a two person band, even with contractors, if you don't have people to help reflect back to you why you're doing this when you're so inundated that you can't, you know, kind of see the silver lining. And, you know, I had gotten myself into kind of a really dark place when, from that isolation when we started working together. And you've been such a lesson for me in, you know, the importance of hiring a business coach, right? The importance of working with someone, but also the importance of like surrounding yourself with other female entrepreneurs. For me personally, as a woman, that like see you and can, you know, support you and hold your hand and lift you up when you're down and celebrate your wins. Like it's huge, you know? And now, you know, it's nice that I have you to text when something good happens or when, you know, I get the bad review that kind of like hurts my heart a little bit and I need to just kind of talk it out with someone.
Yeah. I mean, it's so important as women to support other women, especially in the entrepreneurial space. My first business, my raise was actually initiated by an all women fund and they got behind me and they said, we're going to make this happen. And they came in with dollars and it allowed then the other male dominated VCs to come in. And I'll never forget that experience. I feel like I owe my entire career to women who were willing to get behind me. And I think that that's just such a powerful thing.
Yeah, it's wild. I'm learning that over and over again, especially with my book launch, like who shows up for you and who doesn't. It's the women. It's the women yeah. who show up.
Yeah, they really do.
So you're my magical spiritual business, you know, companion now. I formally am handing you, you know, the purpose of this episode is to kind of take a look. I wanted to invite the audience into what the last 2 years have looked like for me because, you know, I'm proud that I've created a lot of content still through what I've gone through in the last couple of years. But also, I think there's just a lot that's been left unsaid, things that might have been confusing to people that I want to clarify, and some like really exciting announcements about how we're growing. So I'm formally handing the interview baton over to you. I'm being a guest on my own show. This feels so weird, but I'm so excited to really like let everyone listening in who's, you know, we have listeners who have been with me from day one in 2017, you know, I was recording on GarageBand. The first 10 episodes sound like I'm in like a tin can. The audio, I can almost not listen to those episodes because the audio is so bad. But, you know, we have some people who have really been with me along the journey. So I pass it off to you.
Okay, let's do this. Are you nervous? Are you nervous to be interviewed?
I'm nervous. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. Well, because I trust you implicitly. And I feel like part of me is an open book, but with the podcast, you can only share so much, especially with like production calendars and everything needing to be done 4 weeks in advance. So I'm kind of excited, but I am a little bit nervous.
Okay. I'll be nice. I promise.
Okay. Thank you.
So, you know, being an entrepreneur, scaling multiple brands in my career, I intimately understand the struggle of growth and evolution as it pertains to a brand and the entrepreneur. Many of the best entrepreneurs and companies are created from passion. And in that moment of passion, we aren't thinking about 5 to 10 years. We're just thinking about like right now, like how yes. do I make it to the next day or forget the next day, like the next hour, right? And then we wake up one day and we realize that we no longer have a passion project. It's just overnight, we have a business and we're forced to start thinking about the future. So give us kind of a high level overview of your evolution and what that journey from Bloom and Grow Radio being a side hustle to a full-time career has looked like.
Yeah, I mean, this has been the most, I say like exciting and excruciating kind of like journey of my life and also so unexpected. So for those who have been, you know, along this journey, you know that Bloom and Grow was a complete passion project when I started. So I was in Cats on Broadway. I was a full-time professional musical theater performer. I was making a full-time income from being a singer. I grew up like only seeing my name in lights, only ever wanting to be on Broadway. It was the only thing I ever wanted. And I never really saw anything else for myself. when I was on Broadway and Cats and all of a sudden I had some nice expendable income, that's when I started investing in plants. And, you know, you guys know my journey going from plant killer to plant lady and plants being, you know, the most useful wellness tool. And Bloom and Grow was really started as a passion project because my time on Broadway was ending and I had no next job. And the way that being a performer on Broadway works is you get contracts and then the contracts end, you have to audition, then you book your next contract. So you have these periods of unemployment. And I thought it would be fun to do 10 episodes interviewing experts about plants because I had just gone through this experience and, you know, of learning how to care for plants and cultivate joy. And I just wanted to help other, you know, millennials like me do the same. The surprise of that journey is that I didn't book another Broadway show as quickly as I thought. So the 10 episodes happened and then I didn't have more employment. And thanks to Instagram, I had found this community of listeners who were really excited about plants like me. So I kept going. But when I started and launched Bloom and Grow, like there was no intention to monetize it. There was intention to have it make money so that it could pay for itself. There's a lot of expenses that go in. I paid for Bloom and Grow out of my pocket for out of my savings for the first 6 months of the show. And then, you know, between the website and the podcast host and all of these things, I needed to kind of figure out how to have it at least pay for itself and then ideally pay for my plant collection and all the grow lights that I wanted. But, you know, there was like never intention to really pay myself out of that money. It was just this like love letter to plants. And I kind of viewed it as like my act of service. I, you know, wasn't really volunteering anywhere. I wasn't doing community service, but I felt like Bloom and Grow was kind of my gift to the world to help other people find joy and care for plants. Through that journey, Bloom and Grow got a little bit more expensive to cover. That's when I started bringing in sponsors like you and like Wally Grow, Soltech Solutions, Espoma Organics, like some of our original sponsors who I'm so proud, you know, that still work with us to kind of help keep the Bloom and Grow like technical lights on. Still, I was, you know, performing, working other jobs. I babysat for the rich and famous. Bloom and Grow was actually created in the kitchen of my main babysitting job. So I would put the kid to sleep and then I would Google on YouTube, like how to launch a podcast and how to edit a podcast because I taught myself everything. Then in 2019, it was exciting when I got to take Bloom and Grow on the road with me. So if you were listening in 2019, you know that I was traveling the country with cats. I had sponsors at that time. They were able to help me put on these events all over the country. So I would work my full-time job at Cats, which was 8 shows a week. And then on my nights off, I would throw like a party at a local plant shop for listeners, which was amazing because I got to meet listeners for the first time, which was wild. I still sometimes struggle to like grasp the fact that there are strangers that listen to this podcast. It's wild, like to think about the, like we have listeners in like over 80 countries. And then, so that was kind of the—
Do you ever get recognized like when you're getting off a plane or like, do you ever have experiences like that where you get to meet your listeners in real life?
Do you want to know the funniest thing? I got recognized for the first time this year. So I've gotten recognized in plant shops before, right? Because like that's a very— I'm not famous. Like I'm, you know, I'm well known in like a very, very specific corner of the universe. But so yeah, I plant shops and stuff. But I was actually at my sister— I was in Florida. I was at my sister's, and she listens to the podcast. So I wonder if she's listening right now. My sister's getting married at this incredible resort in Jupiter, Florida. I went to her wedding planning meeting with her wedding planner at the resort, and their head of catering listens to the podcast. And she like stopped me in the middle of the lobby and she was like, I know you. And I was like, oh, maybe I look like my sister. Like I'm here for my sister's wedding planning meeting. And she was like, no, no, like you're Maria. I know you. And that was wild because that was my first like in the wild sighting.
But I think that's just such like a strong testament to the impact that you've had on people, you know, having a passion project and putting all of these hours. I think what a lot of people don't see is the hours that we put in behind the scenes to actually create something. And a lot of that is for free. You know, as someone now who eats, sleeps, breathes business, partnerships, ads, they've never really bothered me because I know those insane hours, right, that you pour into your business often for free. And like that woman that you met, you've made probably her life better. You've made my life better. You made me a better CEO while I was at Wally Grow because I could understand plants on a level that without you, I'd be like, what am I doing? So, you know, how are you bridging this gap?
Yeah. So I think the biggest transition for Bloom and Grow and I think the audience has probably felt it, is in 2020, I was a performer and the pandemic hit, and all of a sudden my industry like evaporated in front of my eyes. You know, me and all of my friends were out of work, and we thought we would be out of work for 2 months. I remember when they said, you know, that I think Broadway got shut down. So I was in a show that was opening. It got shut down, canceled 2 days before opening night. And that was March, I think, 16th. And we were told we'd go back to work in April. You know, I mean, we all did. But I don't know if people really understand the true effect that the pandemic had on the performing industry. Because the other thing that was so sad is a lot of my friends who were performers who lost their jobs, their side hustle was working in the restaurant industry. And the restaurant industry was also paralyzed. So their fallback also disappeared. And they were really struggling. So that's when I was able to, thank God, look at Bloom and Grow and say, hey, I am so lucky that I have this opportunity that I can maybe turn this passion project into my job, where everyone else that I'm looking at is like filing for unemployment and moving back in with their parents, which I technically still did. But, you know, I'm so thankful that I had been cultivating that passion project, you know, so that I was able to monetize it. But I think what people don't understand is I had to monetize the show in a period of deep depression where I had lost my calling. I thought my calling was being a singer and being a performer, right? And I have a degree in opera. I have no business experience. I have no marketing experience. I don't know how to do QuickBooks. I don't know how to do any of those things as an entrepreneur. So all of a sudden, this passion project that had no financial pressure, it had no pressure at all. It was like, what was my expansive fun thing that I did on the side? All of a sudden, and this hobby that healed me, right? Like plants changed my life. Caring for plants changed my life. Listen to any of these episodes and you'll hear me wax poetic about that. But all of a sudden, this thing that was extremely expansive felt like when I had to monetize it in a way that it was not just covering its own bills, but it had to start paying for my bills. What I realized as a creative entrepreneur is that it created a lot of tension for me and confusion and gripping, like fear. I was in a really fearful space, I think, in 2020 and early 2021, like not knowing what to do with my life and how to make this huge transition and to do it in a way that felt authentic and organic, but all of a sudden needed to be monetized when it never was. And I feel so connected to my listeners that that transition was so painful, because it's weird to ask listeners for money and it's weird to ask sponsors for money. I mean, I remember my first couple of sponsor calls, you know, I think Billy took the first sponsor call with you from Wally Grow, because I had had a few of my first sponsor calls where I was just asking for sponsorships to cover the bills for the podcast. I would end up crying after them, because having to sell something that was so close to my heart was like so uncomfortable, and having people push back and then maybe tell me, well, we don't see that you're worth it. You know, I had a bunch of, interestingly enough, male CEOs in the beginning of Bloom and Grow being like, yeah, we don't see the value in this. And that was like me, basically me hearing, we don't see the value in you. So, you know, Billy was able to kind of step in and give me some sales training and help there. So, you know, 2020 and 2021 has been a real interesting journey of like me managing personally, like emotions and depression that I've been going through from grieving the loss of my old career and stepping into my new career and learning confidence in it. But also, you know, frankly, you know, figuring out how to pay my bills and my family's bills and feed my family and pay my rent in a way that I've never had to do with the show. And I know that you brought up ads. You know, it's interesting. We've gotten pushback from listeners that, and I totally get it. You've been listening to the show for so long and all of a sudden the show has ads and you're like, what the hell, Maria's selling out? You know, what the hell, like, why are there so many ads on the show? And I will say in 2021, I made an error, and this is just in learning, right? But I did this format where like there was a quick 30-second ad and then a 60-second ad. So it ended up making it feel like there were four ads when there were two ads, and it was just like too many ads. Also, my ads are too long because I love talking about the brands. So it's hard for me to just keep an ad to like 60 or 90 seconds. But I've had to learn those lessons as an entrepreneur, like in real time as I grow. And, you know, I think what people have to also understand with ads is I turn down most of the ad opportunities that I get. I'm very diligent about vetting companies. I have to test the product for 30 days before I work with them. You know, their brands have to be aligned with me. I'm pretty intense about, you know, selecting who I work with. A great example is like and Callie, you coached me through this. This was a phone call that I called you crying, you know, a month ago because I was supposed to move to this really fancy podcasting platform. We're not going to name names, but there was pressure about ads that I didn't feel comfortable with. So I ended up leaving. And that was me learning how to stand in my integrity as an entrepreneur and fighting for my listener experience that I don't want to inundate you with too many ads, but also I need to have ads on the show because the ads are pretty much what keeps the lights on in Bloom and Grow. And not only now keep the lights on, but they help me pay my rent and buy organic groceries and, you know, do the things I want to do.
And I think as somebody who listens to your podcast or a listener really of any podcast, I always think, hey, thanks for footing the bill so I can absorb this and enjoy it for free. But also there are so many cool products out there, right? And so I've learned about products from your show that I now own and I love, and they've made my life better. So I think it's just like a kind of, it's hard for consumers sometimes, but it really is, if you do it in a thoughtful manner, it can provide, you know, the best solution.
Yeah. And I think, and this is when you were asking me earlier, like, am I excited? I think the one thing that I want the listeners to understand also as we kind of move into more expansive places next year is I'm always thinking about the listeners to my detriment sometimes. Like I'm always thinking about the listener experience. You've coached me through like, okay, Maria, yes, but also we need to think about these other aspects of the business.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more cutthroat.
Yeah, you're a little more cutthroat than I am.
You're the nice one.
which is good. I need, you know, we need that yin and yang. But yeah, you know, the companies that we're working with are companies that I'm, especially some of these new sponsors that we're bringing in 2023, like they're so freaking cool. I'm so obsessed. I've reached out to them because I've been following them for a year and I've been, Barabee Blankets is going to be one of our partners next year. Like my weighted blanket like changed my life and I've looked at Barabee for so long and, you know, they're like companies I fangirl about. And like, I know that everybody consumes podcasts differently, but just know that, you know, when you're supporting a sponsor, you're supporting the show because that in turn shows the sponsors that our listeners are engaging and that, you know, this is a good show to put their money behind. So high level, like the growth of the monetization of the show has been definitely a learning curve for me. We're definitely learning about ads and placement. And I also have coaches now in the podcasting space that are helping me figure that out. And I just wanted to say like, thank you audience for, you know, growing alongside me. You truly are growing alongside me as I have figured out how to make this work for me. And how freaking lucky am I that I have figured this out? I mean, sometimes I get on calls and I do these interviews and I'm just like, how lucky am I that this is my life? I can't believe that I have been able to turn this into a full-time job. And I've been able to, the fact that I just get to help this community, like have these, well, selfishly have these incredible interviews that we're bringing on for 2023, like Plant Friends, you have no idea the content that we're going to be bringing you in 2023 and how good it is. You know, it's like pinch me that I've been able to figure this out. And it needs to grow and change though, right? Like it needs to evolve because I didn't know what I was doing when I started Bloom and Grow. From a financial and entrepreneurial sense, you know, there's been a lot of behind the scenes back end. You know, last year I needed to reconcile like 7 years of QuickBooks and didn't know how to do it. It's all those little things.
Yeah. When you said, you know, you don't have a business degree, I mean, I have a fine art degree. And I remember, yeah, having to learn QuickBooks while I was growing and scaling a business. And you're right. I did the same thing a full year. And I was like, wait, you have to do what with your monthly? You know, like, I'm sorry, that's a foreign concept to me, nor have I been doing it forever. It's just all of these things that you're constantly learning.
Totally. And it's beautiful. Like, it's been such a point of expansion. It's been so freaking empowering. You know, I'm also coming from an industry that you have no power as an actress. You have zero power in the performing arts industry. You don't have say over whether or not you get hired. You are in a union. You don't have say over how much you get paid because your union sets, you know, certain rates. And the fact that I don't have to step into other roles anymore, I get to step into the role of myself. I get to not only empower myself, but now start to empower the other contractors that I have. You know, that's wild that I get to like pay other people and help them feed their families as well. And like just create content that I feel like is really meaningful and helpful. It's freaking wild, but also an adjustment. It's an adjustment to all of a sudden be a CEO.
So let's talk about that adjustment. You know, being heavily involved in the entrepreneur space. And honestly, I mean, I hit my own rock bottom, like serious rock bottom in my first company. Burnout and mental health is sometimes an unfortunate sacrifice made in the attempt to scale from passion up to business. The hours, the stress, the personal and emotional attachment, it is the perfect storm for depression and anxiety. So why don't you walk us through your experience and struggle with this and how you found balance and peace in moving the business forward?
Yeah. And this has been a really interesting evolution for me because I want my podcast to always be a place of positivity. Like when I read the good reviews on iTunes, it's that, you know, Maria feels like, you know, my best plant friend and she leaves me feeling positive and smile. You know, I want people to smile when they listen to my show. And I very strategically, you know, build my interviews around positivity only. But transparently, these last 2 years have been the hardest 2 years of my life. So having to figure out how to continue to bring positivity when I'm struggling with some serious mental health issues has been interesting. And it has only solidified my belief in the work that we're doing because plants have been, you know, ironically, like plants, the hobby of plants is what got me into creating the podcast and growing the podcast. And then monetizing the podcast is kind of also what set me off onto this like burned out, overworked journey. So it's been interesting finding and losing my way with plants and finding and losing my way with mental health and how they intersect and grow apart and then intersect again. So in 2020, you know, my life completely changed. I moved 3 times. So for your plants, that's terrible, right? Like I identified as someone who had over 160 houseplants. And then I moved in with my parents, with my fiance for 6 months. And I had to go to 60 plants. And that identity shift was really kind of mind rocking for me. On a personal note, living with your parents when you're 32, postponing your wedding a couple of times, like that'll rock you. Then, you know, we moved to the country and that was amazing. But then that rental fell through. So we had to move again right before our wedding. So personally, I went through a time of really extreme transition, like from a home perspective, and that lack of home on top of a lack of job insecurity on top of, you know, being in the middle of a global pandemic. I mean, none of us had a great pandemic experience, right? Like you fought cancer. Who am I to like be complaining about all of our different homes? But it really like pulled the rug out from under me. And I am someone who has struggled with clinical depression before in college. And I have struggled with anxiety before too. But all of a sudden having this financial pressure and this literal like rug being pulled out from under you really rocked me. So, and then on top of that, I had to write Growing Joy. So, you know, I opened the book saying, I wrote this book about joy in the least joyful period of my life because it's true. I was really struggling with some pretty deep depression and anxiety and fear. But plants were really like what I kept going back to. And in my book, you know, and I wrote, if you're interested in my mental health journey, a lot of it is in Growing Joy because I couldn't help but write what I was going through. But there was this moment, I remember I was writing the book, I was like 3 or 4 months in, I was really struggling with a lot of personal stuff. I also had like a tremendous loss in my personal life that I don't want to speak to, you know, specifically, but it was just, it was a really wild time for me. And I looked around and like all my plants looked like shit. Like they were all miserable, you know, they were halfway to dying. I hadn't been watering them. I hadn't been caring for them. We moved in the winter. They did not like the move in the winter. And that was a really big pivotal moment for me of being like, wow, I am not doing well. And I am pretending that I'm doing well to get through the day and I'm not. And I need to like stop and check in with myself. And I don't think I would have had that aha moment if it wasn't for my plants, because I was so high functioning with the depression and the anxiety that I was cranking out episodes and I was, you know, figuring things out, but it was my plants, you know, that were the mirror that kind of reflected back to me how much work I needed. And I actually feel like that moment has happened a couple of times, because if you've struggled with depression, you know that, you know, you have better months and you have worse months. But my plants have been a really great mirror for that and a reminder. So, you know, I had to go back to ground zero and start practicing what I was preaching with the book again, because I think, you know, there's pressure in the plant world that like you have these perfect plants all the time, but I don't think that's true. I think I've heard from too many members of our community where you head into a season of life where you can't care for your plants the way you wanted to, whether it is depression, whether it is you have a kid, whether your parent gets sick and all of a sudden you're doing, you know, your attention goes elsewhere. And that's totally cool. But the plants are a reminder to come back to yourself, right? When you come back to your plants.
I mean, my entire wall got mealybug whenever I had my transplant. And it is, it's like that you sort of neglect it. And then you're reminded like why you love it so much in sort of that moment of neglect. It's like this really weird cycle. And then it allowed me, like, you know, after having a transplant, to kind of put my focus and attention towards fixing something and making it better. It's sort of like is a story of your life, right?
Totally, totally. And then like on top of all of this, I had a book deal that had like deadlines, right? So we were writing and the book was like the most fun, expansive, I like to say expansive and excruciating. Like it was the coolest thing I've ever done and definitely the hardest thing I've ever done. I think it took twice the amount of time that I initially thought. And my editor told me they do that with all of their first-time authors. So they give you one deadline, but they actually know it's going to be a month later because they know you're going to miss your first deadline, which I did not know. But yeah, so after the book was done and submitted and ready, you kind of like birth this baby and then you have like a breath and then you have to go into marketing. So that was 2020, right? 2021 is when I really kind of hit bottom with my mental health. I finally also decided it was time to get help. I got on some medicine that like really changed my life. I got back into weekly therapy with an incredible person. And it's been really interesting. Like I do see myself come alive alongside my plants again and really have, it's just been such an interesting couple of years. And I hope this interview doesn't sound negative, right? I hope this interview doesn't feel like a downer, because it's not. Like, I'm so proud of everything we've gone through. And amidst all of this, like we made amazing content. We, you know, wrote a freaking book, shipped the book, launched the book came out, people have read the book has helped people, right? Like, I'm so proud. And I also think that nothing happens. Sorry, I do think that everything happens for a reason. I think I needed to kind of hit rock bottom, because part of my rock bottom for my mental health was learning how to pick up the pieces again and just really reiterating this passion for plant care and self-care that has always been inside of me. And I think the wellness aspect of plants on Bloom and Grow has always kind of been secondary. Bloom and Grow has always been a plant care podcast, but I think what has always kept me so excited about plants is really understanding that wellness benefit that you get from them. And that's why I feel so excited about 2023, because we're really going to be folding in more of the wellness benefits. And I think like there's never been a more important time than now to be preaching the power of plants. Like, I think that the conversation about nature and wellness is going to be so huge in the next 10 years, as we're all coming off of 3 years of living indoors, living on our screens, like so screen addicted, like so disconnected from nature. And I think also from like a climate standpoint, you know, we all need to get back into the rhythms of nature, whether it is with houseplants or whether it is outdoors. And I'm so excited to continue exploring that, because I think it was the struggle of my mental health that really reinforced the power that plants can have on people. And I'm not saying that, you know, you need to be depressed in order to enjoy plants. You can be living a fully expressed, happy life and still just enjoy, you know, a new Monstera leaf. It can be really simple, but it can also be really deep. And as I get older, I also find that I'm just like so not into surface stuff anymore. I like going deep. And I think that's why people like Bloom and Grow as well, whether it's like going deep on a plant science topic or going deep on a wellness topic or, you know, any type of plant conversation.
Yeah. And I mean, I kind of want to go back to what you said about, I hope no one thinks that this is negative, because I think that it's never going to be negative. How you feel is not negative or positive. How you feel is authentic and it's real. And that's how you build these relationships. You know, when we pretend like everything is okay, we only make it worse. And I think that we have to be honest and we have to be open. And that really translates itself to your book, because, you know, you sent me your book and I was just coming out of, you know, I had chemo, radiation, that all failed, you know, so I'm thinking like, this is a last ditch effort when I got my transplant, the CAR T process. And you sent me this book and it really has impacted the way I look at my plants, instead of thinking like, oh, I have hundreds of plants I have to care for. In that moment, I thought, oh, these plants, while I'm isolated and at home, can really be so transformational. But I would have never thought that had you not been vulnerable and honest in your own sort of life experience. So I don't think it's negative. I think it's extremely powerful.
Yeah, man. And I mean, speaking to you, truly, like, life is too short. I'm just finding life is too short. If the last couple of years have given us any sense, like, of anything, and we have one life to live, and living it as authentically as possible is important. And I think, too, you know, my therapist likes to talk to me about toxic positivity, because I can sometimes lean towards feeling such a need to be positive, because I feel like that's my service to the world. And I think there's always an opportunity to shift your perspective about something. Like, you can think about it negatively or you can think about it positively, but I think there's such power in just being authentic about where you are. And I think that speaks to your plant collection, because I think some people are scared to be like, oh, I'm not into my plants right now. And I think, like, you can totally not be into your plants right now. It'll come back. And in life. And yeah, it's like, even when I evaluate friendships, I'm like, if I can't immediately start talking to you about the deep stuff, like, I don't know if we could be friends, because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like society in general is craving that authenticity and that realness in a way that we haven't really felt before.
I know. I think our parents' generations, you know, they look at us and they're like, I cannot believe you're sharing that, you know, like, because they were so much more PC, right? And we're like, nope,
oh my gosh,
just letting it out. Never felt better. And I think this is a generational thing. And I think that, you know, it's only going to increase as it continues. But I think it's refreshing. And I think it's just, it makes friendships, it makes hobbies, it makes everything in the world just feel so much more real when people are real.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, let's all just be real. And also, like, let's post real photos of our plants, not curated ones. Like, let's post real shit. Like, that's where we're going. So in 2023, we're being real and silly and fun and expansive and growing, and it's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, I just love that. Well, I mean, I don't mean I love that you collapse, but I love this, like, the irony that you collapse from the one thing that ultimately saved you. And I think that's powerful. It's authentic. And of course, it's going to shift your brand. Why would you deny the power by trying to stay locked into something you've outgrown? So what can we expect from the now growing joy in 2023?
Yeah. I think what I've learned in the last 2 years is the financial pressure of the show really killed my creative connection to plants, right? And my creative connection to this brand. And the commitment that I'm making moving forward is, you know, I keep thinking about 2017 Maria and how she approached launching Bloom and Grow, and how she approached the intuitive whispers and the creativity that was associated with that first year of the show, of something that never had been done before and resonated so much with her audience, right? And now we bring that to this next season of life. I kind of view this rebranding that we've worked so hard behind the scenes on as Bloom and Grow going from, like, a monstera, like a juvenile monstera, to a monstera that has its, you know, fenestrations. So it's the same plant, it's the same show, it's the same brand, it's the same business, but evolved and with more to offer. So the exciting things that people can know about is, first off, the name is changing of the business. Everything is getting rebranded to Growing Joy, or Growing Joy with Maria. And that's because that's what feels aligned for me right now. Bloom and Grow is where we started. Bloom and Grow was plant killer trying to become a plant lady. Growing Joy is Plant Lady on a mission to help create kinder and greener communities by connecting people to plants. And however I can do that is what I want to do. And so it's this kind of new expression of the same person that's always been there. And I think that's the conversation that's going to keep happening. So we're doubling down on the podcast. So we're going from 2 episodes a month to 4, which is really exciting. Free content for our listeners. Yes, they're going to have ads, but it's free for you to listen to. And you're still going to get what you've always gotten. So there's still going to be 2 plant care episodes a month. And that's what Bloom and Grow was before. And technically, sometimes you only got 1 plant care a month because sometimes it was a wellness. So you're going to get 2 plant care episodes a month, usually 1 on houseplants, 1 on gardening, you know, pending. And then a community episode, which is going to be more like panels of bringing different community members in to talk about more plant community related things that aren't necessarily tutorials, but kind of experience from an experience perspective. And then wellness. So we're going to be really examining wellness and well-being through the lens of plants. I'm really excited. We have some really interesting interviews lined up, exploring plants and their feelings, exploring horticultural therapy, forest bathing, but you know, how we can take this relationship that we've started out with plants, but deepen it and benefit from it, right? We all just want to feel better. We all want to feel ourselves. We all want to feel authentic. And I think that plants are a real tool for doing that. I also love that, you know, we haven't really seen this type of plant care, self-care being explored in the podcast format. Just like when I launched Bloom and Grow originally, there weren't any other podcasts about houseplant care when I launched Bloom and Grow. You know, this is going to be the podcast that you come to not to learn how to care for plants, but also learn how to care for yourself through them and learn how to live the happiest life that you can through caring for plants. And that makes me really excited. And that makes me feel creative and excited and, you know, jumping out of my skin to like share this content with you guys the way that I felt back in 2017. But the beauty of it this time is that I have my shit together. So you'll get, you know, in 2017, when I launched the podcast, it's like I just popped episodes out whenever I could. But I have a podcast manager now. I have a content calendar. You know, Callie, working with you, I've never looked beyond 1 to 2 months of my content, of my business. I have a plan for 2023 already. Like, that's so wild to me. And it's so exciting because in that plan, I feel like I have more creativity and time to play, to think about really interesting content that we can bring, like a mini series on how to grow mushrooms and, you know, all sorts of things that I've been dying to do, but just haven't been able to because I haven't kind of had the business stuff in line. So I feel like also this rebrand is an opportunity for me to also be like, okay, audience, like we've gotten our shit together. There's always going to be moments of growth, but this is the new and evolved version of Maria as a full-time podcaster, as a full-time plant lady. And this is like, I'm playing for real now. Like I want to deliver valuable content and really help you live happy lives. But I'm excited for, you know, everyone to see our new branding, the new podcast art. Callie designed the logo. It's incredible for Growing Joy. Can we talk a little bit about, so our brand, when Callie and I were thinking about rebranding, I sent her a photo of a zinnia that I grew this year. And like the whole rebrand is inspired by the zinnia. What was that like for you as the designer?
Well, you know, I think it's whatever makes somebody excited and feel something, you know, as creatives, because my background is that's my fine art degree is in design. It's hard to translate, you know, it's hard to pull things from somebody's head. So I loved it. I was like, okay, I got it. Like, I love when objects are brought to me, when color palettes are brought to me, because it allows me to like get inside your head and be like, okay, I know where she's going. The only problem with the zinnia, and we went back and forth, is like, it's 2 electric colors. And I was like, Maria, we cannot do this. So we had to, we had to tweak it a bit just so it wouldn't like clash when, you know, you had overlays. But once we did that, I was like, yes, girl, it's so you.
Yeah. And I feel like you've really pushed me to think about the future of the company. You know, like I said before, I've never had the ability or the bandwidth or frankly, the training and knowledge to like really think about the future. And you've been able to, you know, design the rebrand, design the new logo, design the new colors with growth in mind and expansion in mind. And I'm excited, like beyond, you know, our focus is the podcast this year. I want to, you know, create the best freaking podcast that anybody's ever heard. But there's so much potential for, you know, expansion of the platform that I've created and so many other things that, you know, so many other ideas. And me also, something you're helping me learn is, yeah, I have a million creative ideas that I want to launch and do immediately for Bloom and Grow, or now Growing Joy. But you're like, okay, one at a time, Maria, like, let's wrangle the creator in you. Like, let's make a Google Doc and list all the things that you want to do. And then let's parse it out, because you can't do everything at once. And I think that's where I got really stuck in the last 2 years, was trying to do everything at once. So then not being able to really execute on anything.
They say if you feel really busy, but you can't look back on your day and actually name what you've accomplished, you're doing too many things. And when you do too many things, it's just not effective. And that's where most entrepreneurs go wrong, because we have so much opportunity. It's like Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn. Oh my God, we could have podcasts, we could have YouTube. And it's calm down. Let's think through this. Where is our audience? What is going to have the greatest impact? And then the hardest thing to do is to say no to everything else and to turn it off. And I think I'm excited for this year.
I know. You've made me say no a lot.
I know. No is like, it's my new favorite word.
It's your new favorite word. But
it took me being an entrepreneur collapsing, like basically doing the exact same thing that you did, to learn that no is what keeps me sane nowadays.
You're slowly teaching that. I'm like, yes is my favorite word and no is your favorite word. And we're ebbing and flowing on that. And that was a big part, you know, you really encouraged me, you know, for now our garden society has gone dormant. We're reimagining it. And that's been really important to let that go for a minute, to focus on the other things and the more value that we can bring in other ways. And I think that's been slightly painful, but also very exciting. And I'm really excited to see how it all pays off in 2023. So Callie, you've changed my life. I'm so thankful for you. You've changed my life in so many ways.
Oh my gosh,
you know,
stop. I feel like it's so serendipitous, because I could just like regurgitate that exact same line to you.
Totally, totally. And I feel awesome with you by my side for 2023. And I genuinely feel excited for our community of listeners. I think there's strategy and excitement and creativity and stuff that people have never seen before. I'm so excited about some of the interviews and some of the ideas for interviews and content that we have in 2023, because I think it's stuff that people have never seen before. It's stuff that is going to help you grow and expand in ways that you didn't think were possible with plants. And also just like really freaking interesting. Like some of these conversations I'm having, some of the stuff is so interesting on like plants and communication and how they're connected and how we can use that as, you know, tools and examples for ourselves. But I'm really excited. So listeners, sweet plant friends, in about a week, you'll see the title of the podcast and the website and the Instagram all change over to Growing Joy. It's scary, but it's exciting. It's been, Callie and I have been working for like 6 months on this. So, you know, it's been thought out and we're so excited. And yeah, I'm so thankful that you all have been on the journey with me, and the journey has just begun. The journey has just freaking begun. I feel so excited about 2023. And Callie, I'm so thankful that you are here alongside me as part of my journey, growing and telling me to say no when I need to say no in order to create the best content for the audience. People might be interested in maybe working with you too after hearing this. I can't say enough positive things about Callie and what working with her has done for the business and restructuring and growing. So where can people find you, Callie, if they're interested in learning more about you, especially now that I've also said that you're my favorite influencer to follow?
So I'm not an influencer, but my website is probably the best place. It's callieengland.com, callieengland.com. But I'm also on Instagram as Callie England. There's just one E because there is another apparently Callie England out there.
Rude. Oh, and you're blowing up on TikTok. If you are interested in Callie's cancer fight and being a cancer survivor, what's your TikTok? Callie Kicks Cancer?
Yeah, it's Callie Kicks Cancer. And it's just something, it's kind of like a passion project of mine. All of the things that, you know, cancer is so prevalent and we don't really talk about these things that happen behind closed doors. So it's just me kind of exposing tips, tricks, things I've learned. And I hope it helps those who may also be going through the same experience.
It's so interesting. And even as someone who's not sick, I've learned so much. And I was like, Callie, I'm going to get my physical next week. Like, what do I need to ask? What blood panels do I need to ask for? You're like, sad. I mean, it's sad, but you're so wildly knowledgeable about this topic now because you've fought it and beat it. Yeah, go follow Callie. Go hire Callie. Can't recommend her enough. And to 2023, maybe we'll have another touch base at the end of 2023 to talk about what we've accomplished.
Yeah, we should do that.
Thank you for listening, plant friends. This was a wild experience. It was a little stressful, but it was exciting for me to share. I feel like with the podcast, you know, the production process of the podcast is like 4 to 6 weeks out. So I do interviews, but they don't air for 4 to 6 weeks. Because of that, you know, it's hard for me to keep the podcast like up to date. And also I feel like with my guests, I don't want to talk too much on my podcast episodes. I want to dive into the value that the guests bring or the value that I'm bringing in a solo episode. And like I said, you know, in the interview, it's, I know that a lot of people listen to the show for positive moments, for positivity. And I've always wanted to protect that. And even though I've been going through it, I haven't wanted to be moaning and complaining, but also there's been so much beautiful growth through that adversity. It's like the plant that weathers the storm. It's like the, you know, plant that gets something hacked off, but then grows a new beautiful iteration of itself. It doesn't feel like a dormancy because it's all been pretty active, but it feels like, you know, I've had to weather some storms and, you know, some winds in order to grow a stronger stalk, a stronger root system to stand and fully kind of expand into the plant friend that I know that I can be for all of you. I cannot begin to share my excitement about next year. I've been working so hard behind the scenes. Shout out to my podcast manager, Bailey, who has really helped get me organized so that we can start bringing you 4 episodes a month. Some titles of upcoming episodes, I wanted to give you a sneak peek. We have a Codex plant episode with the plant daddies. We have an episode coming out on what to do when a plant dies with succulents and sunshine. We have an episode exploring plant intelligence, which is going to be super trippy, episodes on seed starting, episodes on desert landscaping, and so much more. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I feel like Maria in 2017 creating these first 10 episodes, you know, it feels so great to kind of be reinvigorated this way. So in the next week, you're going to see new podcast art. You're going to see our new colors, the bright fuchsia inspired by the zinnia, and my new theme song, which will hit. We're going to drop a trailer in the coming weeks before our first episode in the new branding. I wrote the theme song to Growing Joy, the podcast, and there are Easter eggs. There is an homage to the Bloom and Grow theme song in the new Growing Joy theme song. So when you hear it, let me know if you follow it and if it's obvious to you or not. But I just want to close out by saying, you know, I started the show 5 years ago in 2017. I've grown as a plant parent alongside the show, alongside you. When I started, I was just a plant killer learning how to stop killing plants. After 5 years, you know, I still kill plants occasionally, but I've learned a lot. And now I'm just so excited to continue exploring those curiosities. And I want to hear about your curiosities as we step into this rebrand. If there are topics that you want to hear about, you want to learn about, please email me, DM me, go on my website, fill out the, you know, the contact form. I'd love to hear from you and hear what you want. I can't stress enough. I don't know if our community understands how much when listeners write in suggestions for episodes, like they become episodes. I take listener feedback tremendously seriously because we're all in this together, right? As the host of this podcast and this brand, I promise to remain in my integrity and aligned with my curiosities as we discussed to cultivate that continued spark that fuels this podcast and this community. I promise to continue to find those inner sparks of joy and delight that plants can bring us and to find and facilitate education that helps us all keep blooming and keep growing joy. Have a beautiful new year, everyone. I cannot wait to see you in 2023 with so much beautiful content. Plant friend, thank you so much for tuning in today. If you like what you heard, make sure that you're subscribed to the show on your preferred podcast player so you never miss an episode. And while you're there subscribing, if you wouldn't mind clicking over to the review section and leaving us a review, that would be tremendous. Reviews are so helpful for the growth of the podcast, so thank you so much in advance. If you're looking for more opportunities to grow as a plant parent with Bloom and Grow content, we have so many fun options for you that I want to tell you about. First off, there is the free Bloom and Grow Plant Parent Personality Test. It's free, it's super fun, and it only takes 3 minutes to complete. You take the test and you get your plant parent personality profile, and with that, you get a list of your strengths and weaknesses as a plant parent, and most importantly, my curated list of plants, projects, and podcast episodes that are perfectly suited for you and your planty interests based on your results. The test lives at bloomandgrowradio.com/personality and can always be found in the show notes of this episode. Okay, plant friends, here's the really good stuff. If you are looking to really grow and up-level your plant parent skills this year, I cordially and proudly invite you to join the Bloom and Grow Virtual Garden Society, rooted in high-quality education and plant community. Plant friends, this is not your grandma's garden society. It's virtual and therefore connects you with plant friends around the world, accessed via our proprietary Garden Party platform and app, and has the best educational and community-based content and resources available to anyone. When you join, you get immediate access to the entire Bloom & Grow Garden Party platform and app, which is our exclusive space, off social media, algorithm-free, troll-free, with tons of amazing ways to meet other plant parents like you, like regional groups, daily conversation prompts, and even a plant swap space, which is pretty cool. And in addition to that, you get all of the exclusive premium society content, which is 3 monthly live calls with myself and our horticulturist in residence and beloved Bloom & Grow Radio guest, Leslie Halleck. All in the interest of helping you grow. Leslie hosts monthly Node of Knowledge plant science lectures and monthly office hours, which we call AHAs or Ask Our Horticulturist Anythings, where you can troubleshoot your personal plant collection problems with her. Think about that. You have access to a horticulturist to troubleshoot your personal plant care issues. So amazing. And then I host monthly Growing Joy calls for community development and to explore the plant care, self-care aspect of plant parenthood. Plus, when you join, you not only get access to the upcoming live calls, but you get full access to all of the replays of previous calls and lectures, like The Science of Plant Dormancy or Grow Lights 101 and beyond. So you can binge your way to your best year yet of plant parenthood. Please come join us. We're having so much fun. Learn more by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting jointhegardensociety.com. For anything else, plant friend, I'm here for you. Feel free to drop me a line when you have an idea for an episode, an event, or even if you're a planty business interested in sponsoring the show. And of course, follow me on Instagram and TikTok for daily planty silliness, musings, and behind-the-scenes podcast content. Thank you again for listening to Bloom & Grow Radio. It is my true honor and delight to always help you keep blooming and keep growing. Make new plant friends, propagate knowledge, and grow some freaking joy. That's the motto of the Growing Joy Garden Society app and platform, otherwise known as the plantiest and kindest corner of the internet. If you've been an OG listener or a longtime listener, you might also know this app and platform as the Bloom and Grow Garden Party, but with the rebrand, we've rebranded it to the Growing Joy Garden Society. No trolls allowed, kind plant friends only. And if you haven't heard about the society yet, Plant Friend, you got to join. It's my online community that you can access via iOS or Android app or on your computer that I built to connect our international community of plant friends so we can all nerd out together about plants and celebrate our passion for our beloved plant babies. We have members literally all over the world. I'm so in love with this community of sweet plant friends. I can't say enough amazing things about them. But also, there's a lot of really cool features about the app you might be interested in. There's dedicated hashtags to all sorts of different subsects of planty passions like houseplants, gardening, plant-inspired DIY projects, growing joy, plants and pets, and so many more. There's a plantrepreneur group, so if you're a planty entrepreneur and you want to connect with other planty entrepreneurs, you can join that group to connect and network. There's a plant swap section. Plus, the entire app, and this is my favorite part, is entirely searchable. So say you want to learn more about Hoya, you type the word Hoya into the search bar, and literally every post ever created about Hoya will pop up so you can click in, see what other people have been posting about Hoya and learn on your own and crowdsource hair information. It's so cool. But last but not least, it's an amazing way to support the show. Your monthly membership not only goes to sustaining the platform, but it also supports my team of editors, writers, and a community manager that help the world of Bloom and Grow keep growing. So come join us. All you got to do is go to jointhegardensociety.com and sign up for the community plan. Once again, you go to jointhegardensociety.com and click the community plan.
Hi,
Hot take, plant friends. There is no one right starter plant. There, I said it. And you know what? While I'm at it, there are also no real plant killers in the world. There are just people who have not figured out their right plants for their lifestyle. This is why I created the free Plant Parent Personality Test, because Plant Friend, I want you to get thriving alongside your houseplants as quickly as possible, so I made this cutie little Plant Parent Personality Quiz that's totally free for you on my website to take the guesswork out of building your plant collection effortlessly and joyfully. After speaking to thousands of members in our community, I realized that there are about 5 key plant parent personalities, each one with their unique set of strengths, weaknesses, and a unique set of plants that thrive under their care. For example, a mindful plant parent, someone who wants to engage with their plants daily, use them in their morning routines. If someone gifted that plant parent a succulent and they watered it every day, that succulent would die immediately. However, that drought-resistant succulent is a perfect match for a low-key plant parent, which is someone who travels, has kids, is busy, doesn't have time to engage with their plants every day. They're looking to engage with their plants more like once a week or once every couple of weeks. In addition, obviously, to understanding your light and basic plant care that we provide on this podcast, Happy Plant Parenthood is all about discovering your personality and then picking the right houseplants to go with it. It's that simple. No more stressing over your collection. So what plant parent personality type are you, plant friend? All you got to do to find out is take my free quiz on my website and let me know. You can access it at growingjoywithmaria.com/personality. After taking the test, you'll get an email with a list of plants, podcast episodes, and planty projects that I think would light you specifically up like a full spectrum grow light. So once again, that's growingjoywithmaria.com/personality for your free plant parent personality test results.